The goal of love is union. The goal of love is to be united with the thing or the person whom you love. So you think of the different loves that we have in our lives, love for things. Like, if you ask me on any night of the week to go to Andy's Frozen Custard, like, my answer is yes, okay? I don't have the temperance in me to, like, say no to that question because I love and I want to be united with Andy's. I want it to be inside of me. Like, I love Andy's. Think of things that you want to be united with, and then, of course, activities that you love to do. At one time in my life, I'm embarrassed to say this, I was very into yo-yoing, okay? And I was a very good yo-yo. I'm not like the best. There's people way better than me, but I really liked to yo-yo. So you would always find me around the house with a yo-yo in my hand, you know? It's like I loved to be united with that thing. And you people who have fallen in love, whether it be very good friends, a spouse, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, like your thoughts will frequently go to them. You'll think about them. Your mind is uniting with that person. And you want to be with them physically. Like your desire is to be united with that person. The goal of love is union, to be with another. And the highest loves that you and I can have, of course, isn't just for material things or activities. The highest love that we can have is for union with God, to be united with the Lord, which is why Mary is the model disciple, why Mary is the model of what it looks like to follow Jesus. From the moment that Jesus was conceived in her womb, she was united with her son, that she got to commune with him, be with him in a unique, a special way, that she wanted to be with the child Jesus as he was growing up, that her thoughts frequently went to him. She pondered what child this might be, who might he become, what might he achieve in his life. And the greatest testament of love is suffering, that there is no true love in this world without suffering. If you find it, it's a counterfeit. It's not real love. Real love always involves some sort of suffering. Spouses, you know this. You know this about your husband. You know this about your wife. There's always suffering involved in relationships that have any meaning whatsoever. So if you're striving for some relationship that doesn't include suffering, look somewhere else. Because the best love, the real love that you and I will find, always involves suffering. And we see Mary, the day that her son is crucified, Mary stands beneath the cross. She stands there. She endures. She receives everything in stride because the goal of love is union. Everything in her might be saying, I should go away. This is so ugly. This is so horrible. I can't take this anymore. And yet she remains by the side of Jesus because she loves him, even to the point of death. And we ponder this day, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is the hundredfold victory that Mary gets to receive. St. Paul says to Timothy, I have run the race, I have kept the faith. And Mary, on this day in particular, we celebrate that she ran the race, she kept the faith, that she stood by her son, united with him at all the different trials of his life. And now she receives her reward, that she gets to be united with him, soul and body. That every day, every time we come to Mass on Sundays, we say the Nicene Creed and we say, we look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting. When you and I die, we don't become angels, just souls in heaven. That you and I are human beings, which means we have flesh. And we don't become something new, a new being. You and I remain human. And the day that we look forward to is the day that our souls are reunited with our glorified body. That Jesus in heaven has a body. And one day he'll bring all of ourselves, our bodies, to heaven. And yet Jesus couldn't help but bring his mom to heaven. We heard from St. Paul in the second reading, Christ is the first fruits. And when you harvest at harvest time, you get the first fruits first and you offer that to God. So Jesus goes first. And then after him, the body follows. And Mary represents us, that she goes before us to pave the way as a disciple of Jesus, and she goes forward to be united with him, interceding on our behalf, that she gets to reach out and physically touch her son, that she gets to embrace him and love him. And we ponder that mystery, that one day we'll be there, that we get to embrace physically the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we get to be like St. Thomas, who reached out and touches the wounds of Jesus, that we get to behold the victory that he won on the cross alongside his mother. The goal of love is to be united with the thing that we love. You and I will love something. You and I will worship something. And we need to be sure that it's the right things, that it's the right things that we love. All things are passing, and yet the love that we have for the Lord endures forever. We pray for that. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. All things in this world are passing, but the love of Christ remains. Mary is our model and our mother, that she goes before us, and where she has gone, we will follow after, her faithful sons, her faithful daughters. The goal of love is union, and we ask for the grace to be converted so that we too might be united with Mary's son, Jesus.